Welcome to Technogram, Withington's podcast channel, where we talk to industry leaders and learn more about their inspiring stories. Today we have Ashley Woodbridge, who is the CTO for Middle East, Turkey and Africa at Lenovo ISG. Welcome, Ashley, to the show.
Glad to be here.
How have you been? How's the week been so far?
Super busy, but very exciting. And I think LEAP gets better every year.
Right. And this is your second time, third time, or have you been there for all the three editions?
I've been here for three, but I think there may have been a fourth one. But no, maybe I've been at all of them then, because okay. Yeah, definitely been to three.
Okay, great. So can we start off by learning a little bit more about you? How did you get into the technology world and what is your background like?
Sure. So actually started as a software developer many, many years ago. And then got excited about cybersecurity, and so did a number of years doing penetration testing and these sort of things. And that sort of eventually led me into the cloud and innovation space. And then for the sort of last 10 years, I've been mainly focused in the cloud and innovation space.
Okay, so Lenovo ISG is also leading in the hybrid cloud and AI infrastructure. So at LEAP, what are you kind of highlighting or focusing on, and how are you helping Middle Eastern businesses looking to scale AI?
Great question. So for us, it's really about taking an approach from pocket to cloud, right? Mm-hmm. And what's really important, not only for, you know, the AI workloads, but also just in general, is really making sure we put the applications, we put the workloads in the right location. Mm-hmm. And that's really helping customers understanding the right balance of what should be at the edge, what should actually be running on a mobile device, on an end device, through to how to best leverage things like hyperscalers or private data centers to really make sure that it's efficient, it's secure, it's scalable, and most importantly, provides the user the best experience. Because ultimately, whether that's your internal staff or your customers, it's really all about, you know, the experience of the end user.
Right. And as we were discussing earlier, the region is experiencing a boom in AI-powered data centers. So how is Lenovo ISG ensuring that businesses can deploy AI workloads efficiently while also optimizing on costs?
Yeah, fantastic question. And I think one of the biggest things is enterprises just don't know what to do, right? So it's really come out of left field, this AI demand. I think a lot of people thought, you know, ChatGPT was a fad and it will, you know, over time wane, or it'll be a consumer technology. And then you can sort of see with the number of startups here, as I walk around the startup areas, just how many industry-specific innovations are starting to come to the market. We've got on our booth, we have solutions for helping customers protect against theft in retail locations. And then crazy things like being able to detect if a hot dog in a fast food restaurant has been on the heater for too long. So it's really now capturing, you know, the large language models, the vision models, these sort of things are now trickling into really helping with automation through things like agentic AI and these sort of things. So for us, it's now actually helping customers on that journey. They've sort of done that. They've done their testing. They've done their playing. And now they're realizing doing it at scale is probably a little harder than they originally thought. And that's where my team is there to sort of help them be able to scale and size and design these infrastructures. Because ultimately, you know, these AI business cases, it still has to have a return on investment. So you can't be spending $1 trillion to do a task that only saves you, you know, a couple of dollars.
Otherwise, it has to be clear.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, we're looking at building pre-validated blueprints and architectures. We're making sure that our systems are the most energy efficient systems. And that moves right through to, you know, you can come and see it at our booth, what we call our Neptune liquid technology, which is we're actually using warm water to be able to cool all of the components on the in the AI infrastructure servers. And that can lead to, you know, for some customers, as high as a 40 or 50% reduction in energy costs, which then means they can either have smaller data centers that are more energy efficient, Or what we're actually seeing is that means they can actually have more infrastructure and be able to, you know, put petrol on the fire, so to speak, of driving more and more of their AI projects.
Okay. So I know sustainability is becoming a big agenda in the region. So when you talk to your customers, do you see that as a priority, or is that still something in the nascent levels?
No. Yeah, absolutely. Like, so, you know, if I go back 2 years, it was something that our marketing teams would want us to speak about, but now we don't even have to bring it up. The customers are coming to us, and sort of either that's from the CFO and COO office saying, we just have to be able to reduce our costs. Our AI projects are costing us too much. But more and more so right across our business, where people coming and seeing people wanting to understand how we sustainably ship this product, the packaging of this product. So, you know, one of the metrics I was shocked by is if you think what we typically do for, you know, a high density rack, you will ship 42 servers that come in 42 boxes that then have 42 lots of packaging material. So now we actually pre-build in our factory all of these solutions into pre-built racks, and then we ship the whole rack using wooden crates, which are obviously much more sustainable, but means we're not cutting down trees and all of these sort of things to actually package up and put in boxes just for people to throw it out. So I think sustainability is super interesting, and I think it's, you know, important for companies like Lenovo to look at it across the whole sales cycle, the whole supply chain cycle, to be able to make sure we can really be sustainable at each part rather than just, you know, one or two little components from a marketing point of view.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. When you talk to your customers, and as a CTO at Lenovo, what are some of the priorities that you see coming from the actual end customers?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of it is this year has really been about them understanding that in the AI space particularly, you know, they're not going to be in the business of training these mega models. You know, they're never going to need 30,000 GPU clusters. There will be a few providers that are building these frontier models. And I think like DeepSeek has sort of proven that then, you know, the move to open source is now letting them realize that their focus needs to be on the use case and how to leverage these models to be able to essentially automate their business, right? A lot of the AI use cases, one way or another, are really about, you know, removing those horribly boring tasks, using agentic AI agents to help you with that, and trying to understand all of the complexities of that. Are the models secure? Are the models, you know, unbiased? Do they make sure they meet their DEI goals? All of these sort of things. Because it's sort of like the early days where we just grabbed software off the shelf and we didn't really understand the software. And then you bring it into your organization, it can have impacts that you don't expect. So now that these projects are sort of getting to production, all of the normal governance and these sort of things are what seems to be top of mind when you're sort of talking with fellow CTOs and CIOs and that sort of thing.
Okay, and I'm sure as we go forward, we'll have even more interesting use cases that's probably not thought of.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm probably stupid enough or brave enough not to predict what's next, because as you say, every year, even just between one leap to the next, it's amazing the new use cases that are coming out and the new innovation. So it's just going to be super exciting, and with all of the investments being made in Saudi, I think this is really going to be the center where a lot of these innovations are tested and then exported globally. So I think we're in the right place, that's for sure.
Absolutely, I totally agree. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Have a good day.